Financial companies are getting punished. Technology companies are getting punished. Mining companies are getting awareness raised about them.
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each day he brings you the precious metals and financial news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good morning. I'm Vince Lancey, and today's market rundown, we're going to talk about three things. It's kind of like three important things to talk about today, or just to keep on your radar, and that is miners, China sanctions, and Biden's tax hike proposals. We'll look at some market driving news as well. But first, let's look at the markets themselves. The dollar is down 22 at 105.59. The 10-year bond is essentially unchanged at 4.65 yield. S&P 500 is 50.40, down three handles. The VIX is 16 and change, up 27. Gold is up 14 on the highs of the evening at 23.29. Silver 27.43, up 30 cents, over a percent. Copper is again up 1.7% at 4.52. Oil is up 14 cents at 83.58. Natural gas 176. Bitcoin and Ethereum are down a little bit, 63.73. 74, 63, 740, and 3099. Palladium, platinum are mixed. Platinum is strong, up $5 at 907, and palladium is mildly weaker at almost 1,000 even. Grains are, wheat is very strong, up five, up 4 cents, and soybean and corn are mixed on either side of unchanged. All right, so what do we need to touch on today? We need to touch on three different things. So rather than do a deep dive, we're going to touch on them, and then we'll come back to them as time warrants. All right, so China sanctions, Biden tax hike, mining's catalyst. On the homepage, we have a lot of metal stories lately, two on silver. One is this zero hedge post here at the lower left-hand side. We have an excerpt of that, which is really an amalgamation of the Bloomberg and FT post on precious metals, which are decidedly bearish, and zero hedge puts a different kind of angle on it. All right, so here we go. Let's start with an excerpt from the premium section, which will be at bottom, and that is about miners. You know, we all know, reading from my own notes here, we all know miners are undervalued. The key to getting love for chronically undervalued assets is to find a catalyst. We can complain all we want about them, but other people have to care. And to get other people to care, they have to be awakened to it. Catalysts can come in event form, a war. But more frequently, they come in narrative form. And that sounds like a dirty word, narrative form. But what it really means is that people are thinking about it when the opportunity strikes. So the old their time has come concept applies here. So what we want to touch on here is that China is influencing not just bullion prices now, but mining prices as well. And mining may be a narrative whose time has come. Now, I don't mean us being sold by banks. I mean banks figuring out that once again, mining is mining is an important asset class. And the reason their awareness is being raised on that is simply because China had a gold ETF, a mining ETF, and it went 30%, up 30% since March 28th. They had to stop trading in it. It was trading above net asset value. It was trading above everything. So it's like in China, the natural resource indexes are trading above the benchmark, whereas in the US, they're trading below. And I think banks are noticing that, specifically European banks first, but not small banks. European banks are saying, hey, there's an appetite for these things. Let's see if we can do some of that for our own investors. And I think you're at the beginning of this concept taking hold, and we think we're kind of breaking it in terms of the concept. In summary, so we can move on to the next sections. In summary, in premium at the bottom, we talk about China is now influencing miner prices as well as bullion itself. Western analysts are taking note, as I just said. One of them has made a comment today on that topic. We're talking like point of the spear, bleeding edge, really just coming out of the box here. Like no one else is talking about this. The world may start to wake up to mining sector valuations. We have the name of the bank and their almost offhanded blurb, but you know, we kind of feel like we know what to look for in these things. And they're probably at the cutting edge in investor perception on mining shares. They're a pretty responsible bank when it comes to investor interests. So, people are waking up to mining. That's it. And we go through it as well as our own investments in the bottom. And we also discuss the risks and rewards of that. Next, China's sanctions. Okay, Blinken is in China right now. 3-day visit, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday will be the most important day, but we're just going to read a little bit here. Anthony Blinken has landed in China amid a worsening rift between the world's two most powerful countries that threatens to overshadow otherwise improving relations. The U.S. Secretary of State arrives with a warning that the U.S. and its European allies are no longer prepared to tolerate China's sale of weapon components and dual-use products to Russia, which are helping Vladimir Putin rebuild and modernize his arms factories. Okay, I have like 13 points here I want to make. Just going through my initial take on this. Blinken's trip to China is about hurting Russia. The U.S. is threatening sanctions against China if they don't abide. And those sanctions would be finance and banking. China likely knew this was coming in some form. China has been preparing for this for years with gold purchases and stockpiling of key materials. The U.S., among other things, believes this will weaken China's ties to Russia. That's a mistake. The U.S. should have bluffed this 2 years ago with gold at 1600. China only sees it as weakness now. The likely effect is to accelerate China's work towards multipolarity and divorcing themselves from Western influence. Typos there. As an accelerational event, that's how I view this, one cannot help but think this is all theater or already scripted. Certainly, this is no way to slow the loss of a close friend, even with the Taiwan stuff going on as well. The U.S. election and the demonizing of China is now front and center with gold as a tool of accusations of trade manipulation. The FT, Bloomberg, Metals Daily all are noting that there is a tie between the gold rally and China. We're a meme away from saying China's a manipulator, right? China suffers as well. You're seeing foreign capital accelerate its exit from China. And this is that's a big deal for them. But you know, the Chinese currency is, I would say, well protected right now. Their problems are domestic, not international, but we'll see about that. Perhaps we feel they will cry uncle, we meaning the US. Perhaps we feel China will cry uncle and come back into the fold given their own economic woes. The United States actually had the objective of reducing Chinese assistance to Russia. They would not be taking these steps. So part of me wants to call this a bluff. But you don't bluff this late in the game. I mean, this is only going to push them into the arms of the BRICS. You know, you're past the halfway point now. You either want to slow down the change that's coming or you want to speed it up. I don't know why you would want to speed it up, but there you have it. Next piece of news. Democrats will likely prove successful in raising individual income taxes and in strengthening audits of wealthy Americans as they work on overhauling the U.S. tax code in coming months. Now, you can read that, but this is the key piece here. They're proposing to raise the capital gains tax to approximately 45%. And that's what MMT is about. MMT is about raising taxes and spending money, which is tax and spend, which is what happened in the 70s. And the last time taxes were approaching this high, they were actually lower, was in 1976 under Jimmy Carter. Taxes get raised to subsidize the spending, and the wealthy get taxed at a higher rate. Unfortunately, the money never really gets to where it's supposed to go anyway. So that's what's going on. Just a side note in terms of how this affects bullion directly. Well, if bullion is taxed at 20% and stocks are taxed at 15%, then you're incentivized at the margin to own stocks. If stocks are taxed at 45% and bullion is taxed at 20%, I'm not saying it is, depends on what state you're in, how you're using it. You're taking away a reason to not own bullion, right? If real rates are 5% or whatever they are, 2%, they're 2%, then why would I own gold when I can earn 2% on that? Well, capital, not necessarily you or me, but capital looks at the market and says, wait a minute, I'm going to have a 40% haircut when I sell this stock, and I'm going to have a no percent haircut when I sell this gold. Well, that's a 40% difference in rate of return right there. So this is going to incentivize, I promise you, if this happens, stagflation. Why would you put your money in stocks? Right? This is what's going to happen. We're headed towards stagflation, and the Democrat, and I'm not even political about this, Democrat policies are driving us there. Just like they did in the 70s. Monetize the debt, tax the people that are stupid enough to stay, or loyal enough to stay, or nationalistically proud enough to stay, at the same time abusing them for it. Anyway, in the other news, BHP is proposed to take over of Anglo American in a deal that will bring together two global mining giants. Okay, we'll stop right there. The industry is drawing attention to itself. That's just going to make miners go up in general. Okay. Meta shares plunge 16%. Look, these stories here we go. Financial companies are getting punished. Technology companies are getting punished. Mining companies are getting awareness raised about them. Geopolitics, nothing new, nothing special there. You can take a look at that. Okay. So on data today, GDP, it's a big day for GDP. I don't really have a number handy there, but I think it comes in at about, I don't know, but I'm focused on the unemployment number today of 212,000. But the GDP number is going to be looked at in context of the previous GDP's revisions as well. Friday's the really big day, PCE. Okay. State Gold is the title of the premium piece that I have in here. There's a summary of it, and you can see the rest. I'm Vince. Have a great day.
Thanks for watching this morning's Markets and Metals Update with Vince Lancey. Brought to you each day by Miles Franklin Precious Metals, where this week's special is junk silver for only $2.75 over spot. Junk silver is the pre-1965 dimes and quarters, and one of the products where we did see premium spike in the past couple of years. So find out more by calling us at 833-326-4653 or emailing arcadia@milesfranklin.com. Please note that this video is not intended as legal licensed financial trading advice and is to be used for informational purposes only. Please contact your financial advisor before making any decisions. And thanks for watching.